Good evening, everybody. Merry Christmas. Oh, come on.
Merry Christmas!
Good. Much better. Thank you very much. Sir, I shouldn't be taunting people on Christmas Eve, but like that. But just on a personal note, this is the first Christmas in 42 years that I have not been in charge of a parish. So that's, you know... Man, Christmas is a great thing. I really, really get to rediscover it in a different way. I'm going to talk to you about the reading, second reading we heard. That was from St. Paul's letter to Titus, in which he talks about, describes the Christmas story in his own particular way, much more succinctly than his friend Luke. And I'd also like to think about the word mercy, just to think about what comes to your mind and into your emotions, into your spirit, when you hear the word mercy. So probably all of you will have seen the movie Lord of the Rings, probably. Everybody seen that? Mm-hmm. Yeah? And anybody read the book? The book is longer. Books are longer. People know the Narnia books? Mm-hmm. Yeah? And the movie, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? People have seen that? Yeah? Good. So the two guys who wrote those books are very good friends. C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien were very close buddies. They were teaching together in university at Oxford. And they were so close that while they were writing these books, they were, especially in Tolkien's case, C.S. Lewis, who's the guy who wrote the Narnia books, he was the only guy that he would show what he was writing to. He'd say, have a look at this. You know, tell me if I'm crazy. Do you think I should go on writing this? And Lewis would say, yeah, this is great. It's fantastic stuff. And then he'd look at what C.S. was writing with the Narnia books, and he'd read it, and he'd encourage him. And Tolkien said that there would never have been Lord of the Rings if it weren't for C.S. Lewis, because he's the guy who encouraged him to write it. So I don't know, all of us have close friends, and you know if you have a close friend that you're close to for a long time. I don't know if it's just me, maybe I'm just, you know, a grumpy person, but occasionally I have disagreements, is that right? Might have disagreement with a close friend from time to time. And so they did, they went through a period of disagreement, they had disagreements, they went through a period even where they kind of had a falling out from each other. And here's some of the things they disagreed about. First thing they disagreed about was C.S. Lewis gave a copy of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe to Tolkien. Do people remember that story, having read it? Do you remember the scene where Father Christmas, as he calls it, or Santa Claus, just kind of shows up in the middle of the story? Do you remember that part? And C.S. Lewis is going, oh, come on now. Where did he come from all of a sudden? He's going, I don't like that part. And, you know, C.S. Lewis, well, I'm C.S. Lewis, I can put whatever I want. That part's staying there. And also the other thing that happened is that C.S. Lewis, you know, had been giving him Lord of the Rings and back and forth. And he's reading C.S. Lewis's book, and he's going, there's a little bit of Lord of the Rings in your book. I wonder how that got there. And so they had a little disagreement about that as well. And as I said, eventually they had a falling out. But they came back together and were friends again. But you know, there was that kind of disagreement. The reason I think of that is because I think about these two readings. And I'm kind of speculating a little bit. But I'm thinking about these two readings, the reading from Titus and the reading from the Gospel of Luke, which you just heard. And they're quite different, aren't they? You know, maybe the reading from the Gospel of Luke might even be a little more memorable, right? You could probably quote parts of it to me. And the reading from Titus is shorter. You might not be able to quote it to me. But it's the same story. The other interesting thing is that they're telling the same story. It's an interesting thing is that St. Paul and St. Luke were friends. We know this from the book of Acts. They not only were friends, but they traveled together. If you've read the book of Acts, they went on long journeys together. And sometimes very difficult. Luke describes, you know, they're out in the sea, and bad things happen. And you kind of wonder if, I mean, it only makes sense if Luke is writing his gospel from the eyewitness accounts that he would be sharing with Paul some of what he's writing. You would think that would happen if they're good friends, right? And Paul is also writing this later in his life, maybe, but he's writing. This is the last of three very important letters called the pastoral epistles that kind of come together as a unit. Maybe Luke would know he was writing as well, but you're going, but they tell it so differently. I mean, Luke tells this beautiful story, you know, from the eyewitnesses, and St. Paul just says, well, God's grace came to us and appeared among us. And you're going, well, Paul, how about you just get out the Christmas creche, you know, and show it to the people, you know, like, go, you know, kind of show how it works and what happened and who the characters are and that kind of thing, and make it a little more memorable. And you wonder, why would they tell, since they were friends and they would be telling the same story to each other, why would they tell the story in such a different way? Did they have a falling out like C.S. Lewis and J.R. Tolkien? Was Paul just very abstract in the way he thought? Or was there something else going on? Why would Paul make this so succinct and just say, God's grace manifests itself among us in this salvation? I'm, you know, phrasing it in different ways. So then one of the ways that you can translate that word grace, God's grace came among us, is as the word mercy. So I just like to think about the word mercy for a second and see what comes to your mind and your heart when you hear the word mercy. Grace is kind of it's a great word. It's kind of a bit of a church word, maybe, in some ways. We don't use it a lot outside of church. But the word mercy, when I think of mercy, this is what I think of. When I hear the word, it's kind of like, I realize that I am now deeply thirsty for something I didn't even know that I was longing for. When I hear the word mercy, I'm going, I feel that I am in need of mercy. When I hear the word mercy, and I didn't even realize that I was in the need of it. Word mercy, just this sense of unconditional just forgiveness and acceptance that could be given to me. It's an important word for Paul, and I can understand why he would want us to look back at the Christmas creche, you know, back there at the back of the church, and want us to think about Luke's story of his friend Luke, have it in mind, and then look at the cradle with Jesus in it, which is what he's doing, and to say, look at that and say to yourself, God's mercy has come to us. God's mercy. Especially when you think of this. The way Paul begins the first of these three letters that I talked about, that he writes together as kind of a unit. St. Paul talks about himself. I don't know if you're familiar with this quote or not, but he begins it almost by talking about himself. And this is what he says about himself. I formerly had been a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But now I have received mercy. So he wants us, I think St. Paul wants us to look at Luke, his friend Luke's story, and go, of course, this is the story we need to remember. I just want to drill down in one part of it. I want to drill down on that baby in the cradle and say, what you see here is the mercy of God taking human flesh. I have a favorite writer by the name of Thomas Merton. He's a Cistercian monk, wrote back in the day. Read lots of his work. He has one line that's my favorite line from one of his books. And the line goes like this. Mercy upon mercy upon mercy. Now, all the things that I read, that's stuck in my head. Mercy upon mercy upon mercy. Paul and Luke share lots of common words in that short little passage from Paul. And the big gospel from Luke, they share lots of common words. Words like Savior and words like glory, all the kinds of words. Luke uses words like peace, this kind of thing. And they had these words in common because they would have all seen them in one place. Not that anybody stole anybody's words and said, what's that doing in your writing? They both came from a common place. The common place was you could walk past any big city in the eastern part of the Roman Empire and you would see them on a temple devoted to the Emperor Augustus. Because the Senate had voted that Augustus was a god. I guess that's all it took back then, you know? The parliament wants to vote, you know, the prime minister to be a god. It's kind of that equivalent. Going, okay, well, you know, there you go. That would be the equivalent in a way. And it's true. Augustus did bring peace. They should, by all means, they should have called him the bringer of salvation and peace. He did bring peace by murdering all of his enemies, including members of his own family, with the help of his wife, who was really good at poison, apparently. So you think, okay, this is the common language that they're using. They're using the language of peace and salvation, all this kind of thing from the Emperor Augustus, except they're turning it on its head and said, this is not true peace. This is a world upheld by violence. If you want to find true peace, it's rooted not in violence, it's rooted in what? In mercy, in God's mercy taken flesh and come among us. So, like I said, St. Paul and Luke were friends. I think, you know, they'd say if you're taking a literature class, they would say that Luke showed the story and St. Paul told the story. Luke showed it. And St. Paul told us what it means. And that story is, as I said, mercy upon mercy upon mercy. So the mercy, if you're like me, brothers and sisters, the mercy that you crave deep in your heart, deep in our hearts, is here tonight. The mercy that we have craved has taken flesh among us, God in the flesh. The mercy that we crave tonight will come among us in the miracle that occurs on the altar every time we celebrate the Eucharist, when Christ comes to us and shows himself, enters us, and becomes God's mercy in our hearts. So tonight I wish to you and your family the mercy, the peace, and the blessing of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.